Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Katy Perry ticks you guys. Katy Perry going on a big tour. A big old tour all this week. We've got tickets for that. We have a date here, July 18th at the Chase Center for Katy Perry's The Lifetimes Tour. Courtesy of Live Nation. And we'll give these tickets away at 905, 1205, and three times on Jane's show, 405, 505, and 505. And 605.
It's likely the tour of the year, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a big one. Right. And you've got a chance to win tickets. Just listen for code words. Text them to our contest line. Our contest line is 20357. So if you text them to us here at the station, you haven't entered, you'll get a bounce back saying you've entered a contest if you've done it right. Today is Chinese New Year. Chinese Lunar New Year. Welcome to the Year of the Snake.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't have a ton of info on it. And I can't remember, there's a, you know, Chinese phrase that you say. Someone was going to text us that right now.
Fat?
Gung fat choy. Gung fat choy. Yeah. Yes. So we're getting so close. Oh, God. We apologize.
No Chinese disrespect, man. Right. We just don't know.
Yep. We will, though, by the end of the next couple days. Mm-hmm. We'll hear it a lot mm-hmm. and, you know, then we'll know. But anyway, if you're celebrating that, Happy New Year. Very exciting.
I've got it spelled, but I'm not quite sure.
Don't do it. Okay. Yeah, let's let a. Yeah. All right. Could a listener not just send it to us, but please spell it out phonetically? That'd be
Gung Hei Fat Chow Choi. No, it's Gung Hei Fat Choi. I believe that's the spelling I have here. Gung Hei Fat Choi. I was close.
It's really good. Here's something that happened.
All right.
Now I know you were like a literature guy.
Well, I love to read.
Yes.
So that was a big part of why I was doing I thought I'd become an English teacher. Not so much that I want to talk about adverbs or, you know, but I was like, I think writing is another one of the great arts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't agree more.
And I'm currently reading Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary. Project oh, my God. Where Hail are Mary. You? Where are you?
He has come upon.
Oh, boy.
Something. The End.
Okay.
It's really, really good, though. This is a guy who, the writer, I should say.
Knows how to spin a story.
He wrote The Martian, and he's also written Project Hail Mary, and so far, so good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to read that first instead of The Martian, since you guys have been talking about it.
Why not? They're completely unrelated.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good to know.
You don't need to have read one without the other. They're standalone stories. It is really such a honestly... I'm jealous that I've already read it. I suppose I could go back and read it again, but oh my God, I love it.
What I loved about the lit classes that I took, though, was that you would read something, and in some cases it was really highfalutin art, like above your head, and you'd be like, ay, ay, ay. And then as you talk about it, you start to understand what the
symbolism
exactly.
and foreshadowing.
And there's definitely
and
a lot going on in this.
The pieces
this,
of a great story.
This higher art where, in some cases, it's just, those are boobs. And,
what?
And that is sex. And you're right. Like, what?
Mm.
These people are pervs too?
But they just had to be more flowery yes. with their language.
Yeah.
I have an English degree.
Do you?
Yeah, that's what I got my degree in. Oh. English creative writing.
Well,
wow.
And a master's in
good job,
digital
buddy.
Marketing.
Oh, you have a master's in digital marketing?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Aren't we hiring someone to help you with that here?
Yes.
Hey, did we
No. We did talk to somebody that.
Anyway, you were going to say something to us about something.
Yes, I was.
Oh, literature.
Literature.
Yes.
So I saw this, the name of this play, The Tempest, and I was like, I believe that's a Shakespeare play. And I know he's written a bunch of plays. And also, in the vaguest of ways that I know, like, you know, the Romeo and the Juliet, you know, there's a few that are well known enough, you know, she can't get the blood off her hands, that kind of thing. I could not tell you what The Tempest. So I'm like, what is The Tempest? So I look it up and AI tells me The Tempest is a play by William Shakespeare about a magician who uses magic to get revenge on his enemies for betraying him. He winds up shipwrecked on an island and then he uses magic to create a storm that shipwrecks his enemies.
So they all end up wrecked on the island together?
I guess a few of them do. But Sigourney Weaver, who we both love.
I love her.
I know. So she's in London and she is starring in The Tempest. And so that was why I looked up this. I'm like, well, what's that? What's it even about? What's it doing? And I don't know what kind of production this is, but she looks like she's on sort of a rocky hellscape with, you know, I don't know, tempestuous. Maybe that's the island in question, maybe, or something. But then go ahead and roll it. So she's sitting just on this chair. She's wearing a white top and black pants, and somebody pops out of the store. It looks like Varys the Spider from Game of Thrones, but he's only in leather panties. And then all of a sudden, out onto the stage, shooting a pistol into the sky that is spreading. This is on stage in London. It's spreading confetti, golden confetti, is a protest banner.
Oh, these people are protesters.
They're having a protest. But I got so hung up on what in the F is happening in this play. Like, it's so weird and bleak. So anyway, she's on the London stage.
You know what is so funny? When you first said Sigourney Weaver's doing a play in England, London, whatever, my first thought was, that is amazing that someone that accomplished with no need for a dollar, not one penny, is bothering to go do anything, especially live.
Right.
And then you hit roll it, and sure enough, she's part of a protest. She's probably thinking the same thing. What am I doing?
What am I doing here?
Why would I put myself through this? What's the point?
Why is Varys climbing out of he's climbing out of a trapdoor? He's just like, I'm like, what even happens in this? Is that her genie that she uses? She's
Don't
actually
I know I'm Sigourney Weaver.
Right. It's just such an odd, she's even sitting on a weird thing. She's, I don't know. I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page in case you want to look at it. He's about as graceful as Varys too. And the angle on this guy as he crawls out of the trap door. And then they're both looking over at the protest people who are just standing there. They're friendly. It's very, although they do shoot a pistol up into the air and it makes a popping sound, but it's a confetti bomb. So it had to be frightening. Somewhat to be there and see that happen. So this was during Monday's performance. She is playing Prospero. Prospero? I don't know. I mean,
Prospero.
You guys, Prospero? Okay, you're the literature guys. Who is the lead character, who I believe is supposed to be a dad in the play. But things are very fluid these days. Sigourney Weaver is currently on the London stage playing Prospero in Shakespeare's The Tempest. Mm. During Monday's performance, there she is doing her thing. And she was interrupted by two protesters from an environmental group called Just Stop Oil. They didn't do anything but walk on stage and hold the banner, shoot the confetti gun, I guess. The banner reads, over 1.5 degrees Celsius is a global shipwreck, as in there's a shipwreck in The Tempest.
Mm.
And this is 1.5 degrees Celsius. It's a global shipwreck. She was immediately ushered. It's very calm. In fact, the security walks out and he kind of just gives her the go on, get off of here.
I can't speak for these people, but I have a friend, sister, and I consider her a friend as well, but they're distant, like a distant friend. But she worked for some nonprofits and some of the stuff they do is stuff like this, where it's nonviolent, but they are trying to hand pick and spend the money wisely. Where can we get our point across? Now, I'm not saying that's what this is, but there are actual organizations that are behind. It's almost like our promotions department used to be,
right?
In that, how can we get a splash?
How can we make the most noise and do the least damage almost?
Right.
Because they come off they come onto the stage from backstage. Like, these are people who figured out a way to get back there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's right. Like, somebody worked this out. It is completely peaceful. They don't squat on the stage and, you know, in an attempt to stay.
Splashing oil on people or some other, like, that's right. Not going to help the cause.
That just makes people mad at you.
Yep, exactly.
Like, look at what these jerks over there at Just Stop Oil are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't do anything except walk on stage holding the banner that reads, over 1.5 degrees Celsius is a global shipwreck.
Now, so, they did ruin the show I didn't want to go to in the first place.
Right.
So at that point,
do you turn to your wife and go, well, we can just leave now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're out of here, right?
I don't know how far into the show this was. Perhaps it was early on. She's ushered off stage. They leave. They're both in police custody. The video is readily available because Just Stop Oil posted it on their Instagram.
So, see, it is exactly that. Like, yes. They're sanctioned.
Oh, yes, definitely does seem to be. So there's also a voiceover reading, governments serve greedy corporations and continue to prioritize power and profit over saving our lives. We need them to get on with their job and serve the ordinary people they were supposed to protect. Which, you know, they're not wrong. It's hard to make change. It's hard.
I'm looking at an electric car today.
There you go.
I'm working on it.
You'll be stopping oil, at least in that car. Or maybe you won't stop oil. I don't know. None of us can really do it alone. And it does take leadership. It does come from the top down. We can't, one person can't change, but they can be loud and stand on the stage and remind people that this is happening.
I very much believe you can do what you can do. Like, that's it. Yep. You do what you can do. Yeah. The people who are like grinding and not so, I mean, I also don't sleep at night, but not about oil. Like, but whatever.
If you have little kids,
you'll start not sleeping. You'll love it. Anyway, it's one of those things where, you know, people can wreck themselves worrying about stuff. And in reality, just do what you can do.
Yep. And this is what they can do. And honestly, nobody got hurt. This incredibly boring play was interrupted. And I'm sure it went on afterward. And the guy who was you in the audience was like, oh, curses foiled again.
Fudge.
Plan this whole stop oil now.
Confetti can't be good for the environment.
You are right about that.
Yeah, so.
Confetti is not good for the environment.
So I don't know what
little microplastics. Come on. Although oil is a big component of plastic.
Everything.
Everything comes back to oil and plastic and waste. Man, I was telling you, remember, you know, you brought up Deodio yesterday, which is also known as deodorant. And.
Well, I have a song called Deodio. So it is. Known as
and
that.
Why is there no deodorant named Deodio? But it strikes me. It had recently, you know, as I'm thinking about single use plastics and all the things that are plastic, as you look around, like everything is plastic. And as I'm looking at my deodorant that I've been using, the same kind of deodorant since I started using
Ban
deodorant. My mom always used Ban. I started using Ban. I love Ban.
It's a miracle Ban. You can even find it.
Why is that?
I look at deodorant sections every time I'm in a store.
Yeah.
Because I have a weird thing for it.
Because you're looking for something that works, for the natural, yeah.
And I don't want to, I prefer not to have like the cakey.
Yeah.
And in some of those ones that are natural, they'd just be goopy. Like
I put pudding underneath my arms.
Yeah, like you feel sticky and you're all, and I don't even want to say the brand sounds. And so it's one of those things where you just go, this won't work. So I've tried them all in my effort to find the best stuff. Right now I'm using something called Native.
Mm.
And they're local. It's great. But I also don't get that stinky.
And you're not looking for antiperspirant.
And I'm not looking for antiperspirant.
You're just looking for deodorant.
Right. So it works for me.
Something that chemically reacts to body odor.
I just don't
want to
be stinky and I'm not extra. Like, you know, a lot of people have, or I shouldn't say a lot. There are people who have like that nervous sweats thing going where they will pit out a shirt. And you'll go, dude, it's 10 a.m.
But some people are really sweaty.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So it wouldn't work for them. They need an antiperspirant. I understand that.
Anyway, I had mentioned this to you guys, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something. Like, as I'm holding that bottle of Ban Roll-On, and I realize, like, how many of these do I go through a year? And how many years have I been doing this? And every single one of the ones that I've ever bought and or used in my life is still in existence. Mm-hmm. And every other person who is also using Ban, like, that alone, that one brand, that one item alone is, you know, a whole landfill somewhere. And then some, probably.
To my point, that Ban takes up one spot in the whole vast array. There's just the one band. It's the roll-on, and it's just one
they
little
line. They got a couple flavors or what scents, whatever.
It depends on where you go.
I suppose, yeah.
But I often see it and think, wow, the bottom shelf over in the corner, band. It's the like the least sexy packaging. It's just the...
Right.
And you've sworn by it forever.
I have. I don't know what I'd do without it.
Well, you'd be stinky. That's what you'd do. So stinky and maybe
it's
sweaty.
It's the only thing that keeps me from that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose I'd just find something else, but it would also be packaged in plastic. It's so gross. It's such a bummer. Anyway, good morning. happy day. Just stop oil now and single-use plastic sucks. But electric cars, we're getting one today, just so you know. Vinny's getting one.
I'm going to go look. True. I'm very excited. Right. I'm a Ford fan. I'm excited to go look at the Ford.
What you got coming up for me in the news?
So much stuff, including, should we have a new holiday, everyone?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram page to see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
Your new jacket.
Yeah,
it's up.
It's on the Facebook page. I think it's just a story on our Instagram.
Oh, well, I saw it and I was like, oh, look at that. Like.
Thank you. Thanks for liking it.
Yeah. No, you look great.
I love it.
Sarah got a new jacket, everyone. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a Day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour. To get your daily entry for a chance to be a winner of $5,000. Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day. Hope it's you.
Yeah, I do.
Creepy. Much warmer this morning.
Oh, not me. That's so crazy.
Oh, the past couple days were 29.
Oh.
And then today was like 44.
Oh, wow. It was 36 leaving my house. But still, you know, not warm.
Well, much warmer where I was today. But it is a large area we're talking about. Partly cloudy expected today. And the rain starts this Friday. And it's now looking like Friday through Friday. So we're going to have quite a bit of rain. Yeah.
Well, that's good. We need it. It's been a month.
It's in motion, so I'll keep you up to date. Right now, it's not looking like that's going to be all snow. If you know what I mean and where I mean it, might be rain up there.
Oh, no.
So I'll keep an eye towards it and
stay
I'll keep
cold,
you up.
Yeah, California.
I hope it does and I wish that it would, but we'll have to wait and see. For now, though, rain on the way, end of week and through into next week. So we just finished a big football weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Nothing this week. Well, maybe I don't know if they have any dumb events going on.
Yeah,
but the Super Bowl
is
a week. Not this weekend, next weekend. So it's less than 2 weeks away. And the story in front of me says it straight up. At this point, it's basically a national holiday. Everybody in, whether you care about football or care about those teams, you are in some way, shape, or form dealing with the Super Bowl.
Right.
It could be that you know, someone in your house is throwing a party or you want to go and there's a party. So should the day after the Super Bowl be a national holiday?
I like it. I like it as a holiday.
55% of people right now are saying the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
And listen, for us, Super Bowl starts at, you know, even if it starts at like 3 o'clock our time. I mean, it's sort of an evening thing on the East Coast. On the East Coast, I mean, these people are up until midnight having a great day. It's like we've watched the whole season. Football's the biggest thing on TV. It's one day. Nobody's productive the next day anyway. I bet you the call-in sick rate is astronomical.
I was always, I just didn't know that on the East Coast, when I moved there to work in Philly with Sarah, that because the games start so late, especially if your team is involved.
Yes.
The next day, it's not that it's a national holiday, but no one is expected to be right on time. And if you're wrecked, it's funny. Like, it seemed like everyone in the office was all, look at Will. He's a mess. And Will's like, oh, well, you know, the Eagles right. played last. What are you going to do?
And if your team's in the Super Bowl, like, right, the whole city basically takes the day.
So they call it the Super Bowl flu. Yeah. And the sick call rate is significantly higher on that day. Oh, in fact, around 16 million Americans plan to miss work on Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah. You know, maybe it doesn't need to be a paid holiday or something. Like, okay, we get it. I don't want you to come in and I have to pay you for it. Maybe some people just cannot afford to have that one day off, but they could make it a day where it's optional or something.
The story I'm reading says it's unlikely to become that, so keep dreaming. But there's a considerable number of, I mean, but how many people want the time change to go away and it never has? Right. And even when we voted it in, it still hasn't.
I know. Wasn't the last spring forward supposed to be the very last one?
Yeah, and that's happened
and now
a couple
we've
times
fallen
now.
Back and spring forward
it's
didn't
just
happen
not
again.
Happening.
Soon. Yeah. You know, Hawaii survives. Don't they not change?
Arizona
doesn't survives.
Change which I feel like.
Is it because it's all retirees there? They're all just like, we don't care what time it is. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock
it
somewhere.
Might be. It very well could be.
I don't know.
A New York State police trooper who claimed he was shot on Long Island.
Oh, Long Island.
On Long Island. Surrendered to police on Monday of this week and is now facing charges after they figured out that he actually shot himself. Thomas Massia, a once honored state police trooper, now finds himself on the other side of the law and stripped of his job.
Oh.
It's interesting because, and I assume he did it for, you know, notoriety and for
really?
The love and
oh.
for the, but that's what happens. His fellow policeman went, someone shot one of us. We've got to find this guy. So they, you know, really look into the case, trying to, you know, find the person.
Ballistics, you got to get on this.
You can't let someone.
Trajectory, but, you know, we got to figure this thing out.
A part of the blue wall was shot. It's time to. You know,
so this guy's just a little bit attention hungry. And the next thing you know, everybody's like,
and now he's the enemy because they all went, oh, really?
Oh, so well, now they find out how does it, and did they figure they cracked the case? It's like, well, it's a shot, you know, from where his hand would be down into his thigh.
It was down into his leg.
Oh, it was
for sure. Okay. But they did say like, I watched a little bit of the video and as he's coming out in a wheelchair, people are applauding him and he's getting a hero's, you know,
reception. Yeah.
And then it turns out he did himself.
Oh.
The 27-year-old now disgraced trooper from West Hempstead turned himself in just before 6 a.m. on Monday. They say he shot himself for attention and sympathy, and he got it.
Oh.
And then they figured out he did it to himself, and now it's the opposite. His parents
are ashamed. He's dishonored
Dorothy and Thomas Massia Sr., a former NYPD officer, also turned themselves in. They were charged with criminal possession of a firearm after they say the gun was found at the foot of their bed. I don't know how they got involved, but I imagine, you know, it's funny. My dad was very much a person who said, I don't know how to put it. He didn't have a speech,
like the phrase that pays.
But you make your bed, you deal right. with that more than once. Even when my friends sort of got off, my dad would be like, you're going back and you're going to face that. Let's go. And I'd be like, oh, come on.
Pay the price for your actions.
Yeah. And it is important.
Like Kathy used to say, cause and effect.
Yeah. It's important cause that you do face those things. And I learned a lot from that. It's a deterrent.
Mm.
It really is right. when you go, oh, I'm going to have to face the
music.
Yep. He's charged with, let's see here. Oh, all three pleaded not guilty and were released without bail.
Oh.
The parents and the son.
How can the guy plead not guilty when ballistics has just shown that he shot himself?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's, you're playing with the
like
law.
Jesse Smollett.
You're just pushing it down the,
yeah.
you know, hoping.
Everyone will forget about it once we go to court. I'm sure that
prosecutors say back on October 30th, the trooper pulled on the shoulder of the Southern State Parkway near Hempstead and dumped a handful of .22 caliber shells. Prosecutors say he then drove to another spot and shot himself and then drove back. He reported being shot by a masked man in a dark-colored charger with New Jersey plates.
Oh, blame Jersey.
Uh-huh. He knew the fear that it would create, but he did it anyway, they're saying. Oh. Whether for sympathy, attention, or to ease wounded ego, what he did was unconscionable.
Was there something going on in his life where he needed to suddenly...
It doesn't say what he would have been pursuing that for, but I guess if I find more information out, I'll let you know. But they say that he did pass a background check and a psych eval before he joined the force. There were no red flags. He passed the background check and the evaluation.
And his dad was a cop too. Uh-huh. Like, that's, you know,
he's gonna have no friends in jail.
A manhunt was underway for several days.
None.
And a ceremony was held for him as he was released at the medical center.
So who cracked the case?
It doesn't say.
Oh, that's what I want to know. Who was the guy who was like, I don't
that's
know.
That's just terrible.
I think that this guy might have done it to himself. You do it to yourself. It's true.
I mean, they're police.
Yeah.
That's their job. Like, the whole job is to find out who shot one of us.
It's like Maddie says. You know, he's going to have no friends in jail. The cops hate him and the inmates hate him because he was a cop. That's gonna suck for him.
Right around the corner.
Yes.
Is our day to celebrate love.
Oh, Valentine's. Yeah.
Valentine's can be rough on single people.
Mm.
Is a bad date better than no date? Should you even try to date?
On Valentine's Day,
is a first date a mistake on February 14th? You tell me.
I honestly feel like that's why it's exciting to meet someone new, because there is no correct answer to those questions. And if you're meeting someone for the first time on Valentine's Day, maybe that's the little spark that the two of you needed to try a little harder.
Maybe.
And to make something happen. Or maybe take one look and you go, oh, this was a mistake. There's another wasted Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed dating. You have to have the money for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a key ingredient to dating for me was I can't ask a lady out and then be all, you mind paying for yourself?
Mm.
I just don't do that. That's me. But so if you have the money for it and you go into it looking to have some fun, and I don't mean get laid, but... I mean, obviously down the line, that would be nice, but I'm not thinking, let me get this lady's pants off tonight.
Right. I mean, you're thinking it, but realize it's unlikely.
I have no expectation of boning the first night.
I'm not trying to pay for dinner so that I've also paid for something else.
Right. I'm not doing that. And I've very famously waited. I waited like weeks with that one girl, and it was so built up that I just absolutely was a terrible lay.
Mm.
Oh. It led to
treat himself another round of sausage. One round of sausage
turned into a complete controversy. Found myself in a lot of trouble for that. Anyway, back to the dating thing. 61% of single people say, yeah, I want to go out. I'll go out on February 14th. 65% of single men are into it compared to 57% of single women. Gen Z says, yep, 70%. I'm in. Those are the young ones among us.
Yeah. They're also the ones who are most likely to do to go Dutch. Isn't that what we've talked about that?
Uh-huh.
Like, they just sort of get that everyone's, you cover yourself.
I get it.
Yeah.
Believe me, if I felt that was acceptable, I would have had a lot more dates.
Right.
Because
I only have to pay for me? I'm just having water.
There have been times I was younger, I admit, but there have been times because I moved out right at 18 where I'm like, I'll take the side of cheese at a Mexican restaurant. Like, I don't even have...
30 cents, right? Yeah. That's still 30 cents? Well, 40 cents with tax and tip.
I'll put some cheese and on the chips, and that's my lunch. Like, it's that bad sometimes.
I just need something to eat, please.
So I can understand that that would really be a good thing. You'll pay for yourself. I'll pay for myself.
And it's, and if it was just assumed, it wasn't like there was going to be any question. Because that would be another thing, is to ask someone after the fact. If it's assumed and everyone walks in and they've all got their money and everyone's ready, and when the bill comes, everybody takes a look and figures out their portion. But that just isn't how it is. You go out on a date. Now there's that awkward moment of like, well, I'm paying, or could we split it? Or you want to pay? I don't know. Nothing's ever smooth or easy.
The survey also found that 1 in 4 people will celebrate Galentine's Day on Thursday, February 13th.
Oh, is that just like hang out with your girlfriends?
Yes. It celebrates love and friendship, particularly among women. I don't know any guys
Galentine's
are doing
Day.
Galentine's Day.
So. Well, listen, dudes, Galentine's Day might be a good thing for you to attend.
It's a time when a group of friends go out for dinner together, and it was popularized by the show Parks and Rec.
Yep.
Oh,
you know that?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite shows.
You
Which
know,
one is that?
That's the one with Amy Poehler, right?
Yeah. Amy Poehler and Aubrey Plaza and
Chris Pratt. As a younger, less in shape guy.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like the buffoon on there. Oh, and it's also that Offerman guy.
Yeah, Nick Offerman.
I love
Aziz
him.
Ansari.
Oh, yeah.
Huge,
huge stars out of
that
show.
It's one of my shows that I've watched as a comfort show, so I've seen every episode like 50 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
you know, I really feel like you're the guy who recommended Family Guy to me, Arrested Development, Shameless, which I'm now totally into. Like, I need to watch that, too.
Parks and Rec is such a it's a fantastic show, and it was good the whole time. Yeah. Good until the end. It was like The Office, just perfect.
Mm. Did you watch Schitt's Creek?
I did. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I could see that our barometer still works.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Hey, Van.
Oh, hey, Van.
Do you remember what you did with Christina on your first Valentine's, listening on the app? Love you. Love your show. I don't.
You were 6 months in at that point.
Yeah, we got together in the summer, and I can't say I remember. Now, I do know this, that her birthday's right then, and my mom's birthday is right then. So this upcoming chunk of time is like, oh, holy smokes. I got two birthdays and a Valentine's.
Did you order one of those boxes from Fun Delivered?
No.
Well, what are you waiting
for? Maybe I will do that this Friday. I better set an alarm.
I'll have my alarm will go off. I'll tell you. To do it.
Come on, guys. A national holiday after the Super Bowl?
Why not?
It's way more badass just not to go to work. I mean, yes.
You know what? Wherever your badassometer is, you do that.
Take that, the man.
Yeah, the man. God, I'm not coming in because there was a game yesterday. And you don't care.
Why not just make the Super Bowl on Saturday? Problem solved. I mean, it's known as Super Bowl Sunday, but that does make a lot of sense.
It actually, that's brilliant.
Like, that's the guy you don't want in the meeting when everyone's pushing for the 3-day weekend, and then that guy says that.
Right.
Oh! Well
Saturday's the day I get ready for the party. Plus, they got all, you know, the long run and the big throw and the...
Oh, 925 says Adam Scott was on Parks and Rec.
Oh. Yeah.
Just so
that's
the
guy
guys...
from Severance.
Yes.
Yeah, he comes in about season 2.
Oh, he wasn't in from the... Huh.
No. They had one guy that was like the kind of the main leading guy, and he was just not good. And they kind of phased him out and then phased in Adam Scott.
Fun.
And,
Who's the guy who got kicked off?
Yeah, who's the guy?
I forget what his name is.
Well,
but
he
didn't do much.
I
want
to hear
that.
Oh, yeah. So we wouldn't know his name? Was he an unknown to begin with?
He was a stage actor or something like that.
Oh,
stage.
Friggin' thespian.
I watched season 2, episode 2 last night, and I want to recommend anyone who's watching Severance, 1 and 2 almost need to happen. If not back to back, because I can't, it won't hold my attention.
Oh, okay.
But if you can somehow
binge those two
power
together.
Through the two together, because there's a lot. One is trucking along, but you're not getting the answers you need. And then two happens.
Okay.
And you go, oh my God. It's so great.
And you say 100% go back and watch the first season.
For me, it made the experience so much better. So much. And right. You do catch some things. There's something I caught in. I'll talk to Maddie about it off air because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But there's a moment where somebody says something and you're like, and they even caught the mistake. And I went, oh, no.
Oh.
It's just.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Oh, boy, I just really. I understand Severance. For those of you who are like, this show's boring. I get it. It's kind of slow. It plods along, but it's. What a unique idea. What a trippy thing that another part of you could be treated like.
Yeah.
One way. And then there you are out in the world living your life. Meanwhile. Mm. It's good. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Treat yourself a round of celebrity sausage.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.